Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Syria's foreign minister Sunday rejected a United Nations proposal that would grant autonomy to the rebel-held eastern sector of Aleppo. Walid Mulallam said the proposal would violate Syria's sovereignty. UN Special Envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, made no public comment on the rejection. Earlier Sunday, monitors and Syrian television reported at least 8 children killed at a school in western Aleppo by artillery shelling attributed to rebel forces. State media said nearly 60 people were wounded. Leaders of 21 Asia-Pacific nations have ended their annual summit with a call to resist protectionism and protect the Trans-Pacific Partnership Trade Pact. The Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Forum closed Sunday in Lima, Peru. Earlier in the day, U.S. President Barack Obama and Russian President Vladimir Putin spoke briefly on the sidelines of the summit. They are said to have spoken about Syria and Ukraine. In a news conference Sunday in Peru, President Obama said the United States should not retreat from global trade but seek to do right, so that the workers are protected and environmental standards are upheld.
This summit and my trip over the past week has obviously occurred against a backdrop of the broader debate over globalization and trade. As I've said, over the decades, our global integrated economy has helped to improve the lives of billions of people around the world with historic gains in prosperity, education, and health.
Mr. Obama argued it is time for the U.S. to reaffirm its support for the Trans-Pacific Partnership Trade Agreement. This is VOA News. Former French Prime Minister François Fillon appears to be on his way to winning Sunday's Conservative Party presidential primary. He and former Prime Minister Alain Juppé will face each other in a runoff primary election November 27th. Former President Nicolas Sarkozy has already conceded defeat and says he will throw his support behind Fillon. Fillon has called for a ban on adoption by same-sex couples, a referendum on a quota system for immigrants, and a drastic reduction in the number of public servants. He approved raising France's retirement age to 65, extending the work week beyond 35 hours, and cutting taxes.
So habe ich heute also dem Präsidium und dem Bundesvorstand meiner Partei, der CDU Deutschland.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel announced Sunday she is seeking a fourth term in office. Ms. Merkel told reporters she had a meeting with high-ranking members of her Christian Democratic Union before officially sharing the decision. She is seen as a stabilizing force in Europe at a time of uncertainty. If Ms. Merkel wins in 2017 and serves the entire four-year term, she will match Helmut Kohl's 16 years in office. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump met Sunday with more potential cabinet members. He planned a meeting at his golf resort in New Jersey with two of his staunchest defenders, New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani and New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. Giuliani, a symbol of American resolve against Islamic terrorism after the 2001 attacks on New York and Washington, has little foreign affairs experience but has sought appointment as Secretary of State, the country's top diplomatic job. U.S. President-elect Trump lashed out again Sunday at the cast and producers of the hit Broadway show Hamilton for making remarks to Vice President-elect Mike Pence from the stage. Trump said those involved in the action should apologize to Pence for what he called their terrible behavior. Pence himself said he was not offended. In another tweet Sunday, Trump complained about a television comedy sketch on Saturday Night Live television that lampooned his first days as president-elect. U.S. media reports say top U.S. military and intelligence chiefs want President Barack Obama to fire the National Security Chief Admiral Mike Rogers. The Washington Post was the first to report that Defense Secretary Ash Carter and Director of National Intelligence James Clapper made the recommendation last month. The reason for the push for Rogers' dismissal was not immediately clear. For more on these and other stories, take a look at our website. It's voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.